Ravina, Ravina says like this. We have Yehuda le Devrayim Rabbanu Kamalu. We have Yehuda now is talking back to the Rabbanim. And he says like this to Rabbi Yehuda. Lididi, according to my Svara, Yehuda Svara, Mitzvara and Sarach Tfilah. I hold tak like I hold before, Mitzvara does not have to go to the mikvah on the eighth day. Since he went to the mikvah already on the seventh day, and he knows that tomorrow he wants to go into the Beis HaMikdash, so the Tfilah now, he's Zichator, and for sure he's going to continue watching himself until he comes into the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, Mitzvara on the eighth day, we know 100% he's still Tor, he does not have to go to the mikvah. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Of Rabbi Yehuda is talking back to Rabbanin. Rabbanin, he said like this to them: "Leditchu, according to you, Rabbanin, please agree to me. The loy mitzaroyim bavad amru. It's not only that this lishchas mitzaroyim. It's not only a mitzaroyim on the eighth day he has to go to the mikvah. Ela kol adam. But be minded to me that everybody else, any person, like our Mishnah says, before you go into the azara, you have to go to the mikvah." So why do you say it's a special mikvah only for Mitzrayim? True, you hold on the eighth day, a Mitzray has to go to the mikvah. So I'll grant that to you. Maybe you're right. Maybe he does have to. But still, it's not only a Mitzray that has to go in. Any person, like our Mishnah says, any person, before you go into the Azara, you have to go to the mikvah first. For Rabbanan, Rabbanan Shita is no. These Rabbanan argue on our Mishnah. For Rabbanan, they hold, Mitzrayim Daishi Betumah. Or Mitzrayah, since up until now he was Tomei. So he's used to touching Dvarim Tmeim, like he was used to being Tomei. So him we have to be afraid, even though he went to the mikvah yesterday, maybe since he's so used to touching Dvarim Tmeim, he touched it again, and therefore maybe he's Tomei, we make him go to the mikvah now. Like to make sure you're still Torah. Marshenkin kol adam, every person, Loidaishi b'tumah, a normal person doesn't play around with tumah. So as long as you tell us you're Torah, we believe you, you're allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash without going to the mikvah. As these Rabbanan argue in our Mishnah, they hold there's no gzera, there's no din that a person has to go to the mikvah. As long as you're Torah, you can walk in. It's only a din on a Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, like Rashi says, Daish Betumah. Oysa Tumah Behurgal. He was Tomei for a long time, and his rug is used to touching the worm Tumeim. Ad Achshav. Lika Betumah. Lefikichu Bechshash Tumas. Shema Achat Filonoga. Therefore, a Mitzrayim were afraid, even though you went to the mikvah yesterday, maybe after the mikvah again you touched the sheretz. Because you're used to touching shrotzim. Mashenk, and the regular person, does not have to go to the mikvah. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Now, Omalei Abayin the Rabbi Yosef. Neima Rabbanan the Pligulet Rabbi Yehuda, ki Ben Zoyma Svirulhu. Maybe the Rabbanan that Agri and Rabbi Yehuda hold like Ben Zoyma. Since the Havamina now is not the last Rabbanan, but rather it's the first Rabbanan. The first Rabbanan said that, Rabbi Yehuda first said that a mitzvah on the eighth day doesn't have to go to the mikvah. The Rabbanan before said, no, you do have to go to the mikvah. So Abimener is, why did the Rabbanan hold the Mitzvah on the eighth day, you have to go to the mikvah? Like Lechur Rabbi Yehuda's svar was, since he went to the mikvah yesterday on the seventh day, we know he's still Torah, so there's no reason to go again. So why does the Rabbanan say, no, a Mitzvah on the eighth day has to go again? So Abimener is, he holds like Ben Zoyma, that holds that's a din diraisa, that midiraisi will learn how to kavuchemer from a kohen gadol, whoever you are, even though you tore, even though you went to the mikvah yesterday. But every day, before you come in to do the avodah, or come into the azaram, you have to go to the mikvah. So that's the rabbanan svara. Even though the mitzvah went to the mikvah yesterday, but today, the eighth day, we know he's tore. But still, it's like a gzeras akosiv. Before you come into the azaram, you have to go to the mikvah that day. So Mari says no. Name Rabbanan Pala Rabbi Yehuda Ben Zoymas relay. Vodiktani Mitzvah Adir Kekh Rabbi Yehuda. I, why do they say only a Mitzvah has to go in? Lekur according to this Svara, according to Ben Zoymas Svara, it's a Kavachayim, anybody has to go to the mikvah. I'll tell you the reason why they said Mitzvah was to teach a Shab Yehuda Shita. That if Yehuda holds by a Mitzvah, you don't have to go to the mikvah. I don't and maybe no. Shani Mitzvah the Daishu Betumah. The other svar was no. Those Rabbanan hold like his last Rabbanan here right now. That a regular person does not have to go to the mikvah before he comes into the Azara. It's only a Mitzvah. Since the Mitzvah was Rogel, was used to touching the Ram Tumeim, even though now he became Torah on the seventh day, we have to be afraid maybe after the mikvah, he again touched something Tumeim. Amalei, so he answered back, Shani Mitzvah the Daishi Betumah. Avada, those Rabbanan are the same Rabbanan that says at the end, that only a Mitzvah has to go to the mikvah before it comes into the Azara. Because as a new Svara, he was Rogel in touching Dvarim Tumeim. Therefore, he's still touching it. Mashenkin, a regular person, if he tells us he's Torah, we believe him, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Right. Omalei Abaye the Rav Yosef. Tfilah zu, choytzes ayayne choytzes. So So Rashi learns the Shalom is according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rashi tap Rashi Chaytzes and Chaytzes. The Rabbi Yehuda the Yoma Mifnei Tzrach Tfilah Bialmehi. That the Mishnah says before you come into the Azara, you have to go to the mikveh first. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a derisive to Gesvara. It's only a Tzrach Tumah. Mid the Rabbanim, we want you to go to the mikveh before you come into the Azara to make 100% sure you're Torah. Since it's only with the Rabbanim, was the Rabbanim makpid, you shouldn't have a chatzitza on your body or not. Now let's say you have a bimbit, you have a chatzitza on your body, and you went to the mikvah. So you have to be tovel over again or not? That's the shayla. His chaytis ayin chaytis. So Amalei answered back, called the tikkun, Rabbanim can be right to talking. It's a svara, yes, it's makiv. That since with the Rabbanim you have to go to the mikvah, there's a svara whenever the Rabbanim make takonis, they make it just like a deraisa. So just like midi raisa, when you have to go to the mikvah, if there's a chatzitza, the tefillah is possible, who would in here also is possible. Faita omalei abaya the Rabbi Yosef. Biya b'miktsas, shmo biya oiloi. What's the loch again for this tefillah? That was saying before you come into the Azorah, the Mishnah says, you have to go to the mikvah. What about if you're not going to go into the Azorah your whole body? It's only a biya b'miktsas. The mixus means a little part of your body. Like Lamosh, you're just going to put your hand inside the Azara. You just want to stick your foot into the Azara. Your whole body, no. Just be a b'mixus. Is that called the be? Is that called you coming into the Azara that you have to go to the mikvah before you go in? Or maybe no. There's only a din you have to go to the mikvah if the whole body goes in. Just a little bit, maybe you don't have to go to the mikvah. So Omalei, he answered back, Pohenes Yochicha, I bring you right from the Metzorah. Or Metzorah, he stands outside the Shanikner. Now, what goes inside the Azorah? Only his hands. Because his whole body can't go into the Azorah yet. Because he didn't bring his Kabbonis yet. It's called the Mechusik Kippurim. A Mechusik Kippurim, before you bring your Kabbonis, you can't go into the Azorah. So all the Mitzvah goes in, he just puts his hand and foot inside. And still, we learned before, Mitzvah has to go to the Mikvah before he does this. So, Amalei Bohemias, the thumb, Yochichoi, Shein B.S. the Mikzah, the Mitzvah only puts his thumb in, that's only a little Bia, a little coming in. But Tanya, we learned before, Mitzayra Toivel V'Oyimed V'Shah Nikner, that a Mitzayra on the eighth day, before he comes and puts his fingers into the Azara, into the Shah Nikner, he has to go to the mikveh first. So we see even for a little bia, still you have to go to the mikveh. Vaita, Iboilu, I have another shayla now. Mao Shayasu Sakin Arucha V'Yishrit. Let's say a Kohen or a Yisrael want to do a Shrita. So the lachur is in the chura, you have to do the shrita poshid. The korban has to be in the azara. So in order for you to do the shrita poshid, you have to go inside the azara. And before you go into the azara, you have to go to the mikvah. This guy is afraid of the mikvah. He doesn't want to go to the mikvah today. So he has an eitzah. He wants to get a nice long knife, and he'll stand outside the azara, and with a long knife, he'll reach the behemer inside and shech the behemer inside. Does he still have to go to the mikvah now? Iboyelhu, ma shiyasu sakin arucho, make a nice long knife. And he'll be standing outside, and he'll shech the animal that's inside. So they still have to go to the mikvah now. That's the shayla. So Drashi Ma'ashi Asasak Aramucha. Lift the ratzim in atfili. He wants to potter himself not to go to the mikvah. V'yamoid chutzli azori. He'll stand outside the azora. V'yoshit yodl afnim. He'll stick his hands inside. V'yishchot. And he'll make a shchita. Mimifta bochi min atfili. Does this potter him from the tfili or not? Oidum, or the other side is, boy tfili. You do have to have a tfili. Only in Achsher with the korban lo can be boiled. I, how is the korban itself kosher? Rashi says that the hilchas korban is kosher. The afal gav, the omen mibachutz, v'shochat kshir with the tanya bezvachim, ben habokol lefnei Hashem, v'lo yishchot lefnei Hashem. The loch of a korban that has to be in the azor lefnei Hashem. The din is the korban, the animal has to be lefnei Hashem, but the shochet doesn't have to be lefnei Hashem. The shochet can be all the way outside. That's the shayla. This case, if the shochet stands outside and he has a nice long knife and shechs the animal inside, does he have to have a tefillah or not? So Gemara says, such a question I could clear according to everybody. Tiboy le ben zayma, tiboy le rabbanon. I could ask this question according to ben zayma that says it's a svara midiraisa, you have to go to the mikvah. I have a question, a doubt. And tiboy le rabbanon. I have a question, even according to rabbanon shita, that holds that a regular person, before you come into the azara, you don't have to go to the mikvah. Maybe here it's different. Why? Hey, to the Rabbanon, the Pligal of Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to those Rabbanon, that Ogden Rabbi Yehuda says, only a Mitzvah has to go to the Mikvah, but nobody else, a regular person not, maybe here it's different. Why should it be different? Tiboy Yilev Ben Zoyim. You could ask one question according to Ben Zoyim. That Ad Kan Loi Mechayi Ben Zoyim Elo Legavoi. Maybe when did Ben Zoyim learn out the Kalvachomer from the Kohen Gadol? Only when you're standing inside. Mamish. Avo Lebroi Loi. But here that the Kohen of the Yisrael is standing outside the Ezer and he has his long knife, maybe he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Or Dilma, maybe no. There's a Svara, Osiliyem Shuchai. We always have this Kzeirom that we can't let you do it outside because we're afraid maybe you'll decide to walk inside with a knife. Maybe in the middle of the avoid you walk inside and you're not allowed to do the avoid without going to the mikvah. So maybe even in such a case, you should have to go to the mikvah. So this is interesting. Even though we're clear according to Ben Zayma, that Ben Zayma says it's Midiraisa, but here by Stoist, this push the sword, the sword of the Rabbanon though, that Midirabbanon there should still be a chiv to go to the mikvah because we're afraid, Dilma Asalem Shuchi. Push that's only a sword of the Rabbanon. Who has not a sword of the Raisa? So you have to say by Stoist, we're afraid maybe the Rabbanon there would be such a gzeira. Fighter, and Tiboy the Rabbanon, you could even ask this question according to the Rabbanon Shita. The plague you led Rabbi Yehuda, that argues on Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanon Shita was, nobody has to go to the mikvah before you come into the Azara. Only a Mitzvah has to go to the mikvah, because that's where it was, the Mitzvah is used to touching the Ron Tumayim. But a regular person that's Torah doesn't have to go to the mikvah. But I'll tell you like this maybe. When does the Rabbanon say a regular person does not have to go to the mikvah, only if he still wants to go to the Azara, but not to do an Avodah? Aval hocha, Mashenkin over here, you want to do a shchita, you want to do an Avodah. The Kovet Avodah, you want to go do the shchita, loy, maybe you do have to go to the mikvah. And even though you're standing outside, there's the svar, maybe imshech, you'll be mamshech, you'll be dragged along, you'll pull yourself inside, and since then you're doing an Avodah, so loch riz, you have to go to the mikvah before you do the Avodah. As when the Rabbanim say you don't have to go to the mikvah, only if a regular person wants to go into the Azorah. But not for the sake of doing the Avodah. But when you want to do the Avodah, maybe that's a swear you do have to go to the mikvah according to Rabbanim. And then we have it said, this person, since you're doing the Avodah, even though you're outside, like we said before, Dilma Aslam Shuchai, maybe you get dragged along inside. Or Dilma Lashino, the other swear is no. Lamaisi, you're not inside, you're outside. Lamaisi, even though you're doing an Avodah, maybe according to the Rabbanim, you never have to go to the mikvah. Take it, Sumal Baiz by Sofik. The core point of this Gemara, this is another right to trace in Rosh Hashita. That the Gemara only says this Svar according to the Rabbanon. That when the Rabbanon say you potter, if you're not doing an Avodah. But when you're doing an Avodah, then we have a tzad, maybe you have to go to the mikvah. That's the Rabbanon that argue on Yab Yehuda. But Yab Yehuda is Shita that says you do have to go to the mikvah. Mashmi is talking about even when you don't go to do the Avodah. Stam, you want to go into the Azorah Mashmi, you have to go to the mikvah. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It's only these Rabbanim that argue on Rabbi Yehuda, they hold you don't have to go to the mikvah if you're not doing an Avodah. But it's much more clear according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and about according to Ben Zayma Shita, even though you're not doing the Avodah, still you would have to go to the mikvah. That's what Tosfos and Rashi both say. Even though the Mishnah starts off that says, Ein Adam Nichnas Liazor LiAvodah, even though the Mishnah says you only have to go to the mikvah if you want to do an Avodah in the base of the Mikdash, Rashi and Tosfos both say it's Lav Davka. The Mishnah doesn't mean Badafka L'Shem Avodah. The Stam, you can't go inside the Azara unless you go to the mikvah first. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Ben Zayma Shita. It's only these Rabbanim are the only Shita that argue. And on the Rabbanim, the Gemara wanted to say, they only argue if you're going in not to do an Avodah. When you're going to do the Avodah, maybe they're also Moida. And that the Gemara was by Teiko Sofik, what the Lachar is. All right, we'll stop here.